1240 here on KRDO's Midday Edition. I'm Andrew Rogers. Dan Koschel has the day off. Thank you for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline. Now we are joined by Ken Moon, host of Around the House right here on KRDO News Radio. You can listen to Ken Saturdays starting at 1 o'clock. And Ken, finally drying out from all this heavy, heavy rain. And there's some things we should be looking out for around our house to make sure that we came through the recent storms unscathed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good morning, Andrew. I guess it's good afternoon now, I guess. Anyway, thanks for having me on. Yeah, when there's this much water around, moisture, crawl spaces can really be impacted. And most people don't go down in their crawl space. So I would encourage those of you that have crawl space homes to take a peek down there. And the odds are there's going to be some moisture. One of my recommendations on my show is to put a couple of cheap water alarms in your crawl space. You can lay some plastic down and set these alarms down there to let you know ahead of time the moisture is intruded into that space. If there is moisture down there, there's no reason to panic, but usually it can be alleviated with ventilation. So you can put a couple of box fans down there moving air around. And many folks don't know they have crawl space vents, and sometimes they are closed when they should be open. If you don't open them in the spring and summer, it's a good idea to do that too. So crawl space would be number one. Number two would, of course, if you've got a wet basement, the odds are in your favor that it's simply surface water that comes in. About 80% of the water that impacts your house is through the downspout, so chances are there's a downspout that needs to be extended a little bit away from the foundation. The underground water table problems that people really obsess about are very rare. So water in the basement usually means it came in a window well or through a downspout. Those are the big entry points for water in your basement.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, as you mentioned this, and I want to go back real quick to the crawl space, because as you mentioned, not a lot of people actually go down there or are very familiar. When it comes to that kind of moisture in your crawl space, what is kind of that threshold to maybe be a little bit more concerned, get those fans out? Is it supposed to be bone dry, or is it kind of have a little bit of intrinsic, softness? Or what's kind of that threshold to really make sure that we should be alarmed?
That's a great question, Andrew. I don't know. What I usually tell people, wet is not okay, damp is. That earth in the crawl space, that dirt, is going to always feel a little damp and cool to the touch. That's normal because there's water underground that tries to evaporate up through the dirt. So a little dampness, a little cold soil down there is kind of normal. But standing water or muck or mud that, you can get in your fist and make a ball out of, that's not a good thing. So you got to dry that out. But just a little dampness is very normal. I always encourage people to put a layer of black plastic sheeting down on their crawl space dirt. It can help keep radon down and keeps moldy, musty air from accumulating. So yeah, crawl spaces, because most people, if there's no furnace or water heater down there, they don't even want to bother going down there because it's dark and hard to get in and out of, but that can be a big deal. So I would encourage everybody listening to just take a check of your crawl space, and then if it's wet, if it's damp, it's okay. If it's wet, you got to get some fans down there, get some air moving around.
And Ken, we're coming up quick on the clock, but besides the crawl space, what's the other maybe biggest overlooked part of the house that people should be checking on following these storms that you wish people would be doing that more of?
Well, I this is kind of before the fact, Andrew, but this time of year, when all those seeds come off the trees as they flourish for the spring and summer, they usually get in the downspouts and plug things up. So when it's raining, you want to go outside and see if the gutters are overflowing. Right now, when it's dry, as you indicate, is a great time to take a peek in the gutters. If you don't like to crawl around in a ladder, you can hire a handyman or a landscaper to do this. And if you haven't cleaned your gutters this season, I'll bet they're full of seeds and twigs and other debris up there that really can impact water getting in your house, because it blocks up the downspouts and the gutters. So that's another thing. During this nice weather, make sure your gutters are squeaky clean. It'll be It'll really help your house for the rains that are yet to come.
Perfect. Well, Ken Moon, host of Around the House here on KRDO, we appreciate your time joining me here on KRDO. Of course, if you have questions for Ken, you can head on over to aroundthehouse.com now, or better yet, ask him in person Saturdays right here on KRDO News Radio starting at 1. Ken, appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll talk to you later.